For 100 years, it's been the centerpiece of Fresno's skyline. It's arguably the city's most recognizable landmark, a high-rise tribute to the Roaring Twenties. The story of the Pacific Southwest building, today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots. Plans were already underway for the 15-story tower when LA's Pacific Southwest Trust and Savings Bank took over Fresno-based Fidelity Trust in 1922. The building was the brainchild of Fresno lawyer, banker, Raisin executive, and politician William Sutherland. His instruction to architects Charles Franklin and Raymond Shaw was to create a monumental building that would be surpassed by no other bank on the West Coast. It's located at Fulton and Mariposa Streets, and is like a compass point for the whole city, visible for miles. With an exterior clad in Corinthian columns, the ground floor includes a massive banking hall with an ornate 40-foot coffered ceiling covered in gold. The tower's midsection is clad in brown bricks. At the top, the penthouse floors are stepped back with a balcony topped by a pyramid-shaped roof clad in terracotta tiles. When the building opened in 1925, it was capped by a spire with an illuminated beacon giving weather forecasts to farmers throughout the county. It was reportedly the most expensive building built in California between 1920 and 1930. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.